get his money. LeBron is underpaid. Any penny he gets, he's earned. He's a great ambassador for the NBA. Nobody can deny it. And we will miss him when he's gone. Shockingly to some of you, that includes me. I will miss him when he's gone. He's been that great for the league. But I mean, damn. Attention, attention, attention. What you starving for attention for? When Hennessy, because they paid you to do it? Yo, we won a finals in L.A. When we talk about LeBron James, that's what we should be talking about. A finals appearance in La La. That's what we should be talking about. That should be the judgment. Last leg, tired, having already won a back-to-back for the second time. Jordan, in pursuit of a three-peat, showed up and closed the deal. He wasn't going home in the first round. Want you in position to compete for the chip. I want purple and gold raining all over the city. Want to see no damn Hennessy commercial. What the hell you going to do next? When you want curls in your hair? You going to sit up there and sponsor and advertise do-rags? Don't give a shit about that. Excuse my language, but I meant it. The chip. KD's in Houston. AD and Kyrie going to be back. Shea and the crew ain't going nowhere in Oklahoma City. Ant-Man already showed you he here. And Jokic ain't playing. And maybe, just maybe, Kawhi Leonard is actually gonna earn his check by playing more games. What you gonna do about that? That's the conversations I want to have about LeBron James. If we're talking about the GOAT conversation, unless you're willing to admit there ain't no reason to talk about the GOAT conversation. Because it's futile to chase a ghost you'll never catch. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.